Where do babies come from?
Lack of identity.
Desire for welfare.
I seen a picture where it came from, but I don't want to say where it came from.
Carelessness.
Ignored prayers.
I would like to say something right now, but I'm a lady and I would like to remain a lady.
I don't want to say, but I got a spell in instead. B-U-T.
D-G-B-G-Y-N. Ring.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And these are Danny's boobs. Thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 285. Do you know what that means?
That means that we've done a lot of episodes.
That's fucking goddamn right it is. That means there's 284 other episodes of this that
of
you
this
can go
monotonous crap
back and listen to, this horrendous fucking train wreck we call a podcast. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Thank you to everyone that has joined us to watch Danny's boobs do a podcast. If you are watching this live, thejamhole.com/live is where you can do that at. It's where the audio's at, and I swear to fucking Christ.
Someone else is gonna ask. More
person come into her chat room and is like, where's the audio at? Duh. I am going to fuck in my
it's
head.
It's posted right there at the top of the fucking chat, but people don't read that. They're like, yeah, I just want to talk to the boobs. That's
why
all.
Do we have chat topics? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? Why do
Bueller?
We have chat topics?
Bueller?
So you don't have to ask me retarded fucking questions. That's why we have chat topics. I fucking hate that. So anyway, thejamhole.com/feedback. You guys can type shit and I'll probably read it. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687. I got an email here. Subject, boner.
I got this email too and I laughed my ass off. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I need to stop giving chicks the info at thejamhole.com email address because
yeah,
I forget.
That's a bad idea because...
If you guys want to have sex with me, don't email info at thejamhole.com. You want to actually email mine.
I'll
catch
out.
You after the show. It's Matt at EES.com. I don't give a shit. M-A-T at EES.com.
Yeah, if you give us mail at the info at thejamhole.com, it goes to me, too.
Also.
So don't try to handle my boyfriend.
Abesby says noted. That's right.
Yeah.
So this is the same guy that sent the Viagra. He should have sent a little instruction pamphlet with it, but that's fine.
He sends you an email. It's
cause
cool.
I had some questions about it. I've done, you know, a few drugs here and there, but I've never done Viagra before. So I'm like, anything that has to do... I am excited, but like anything...
I wish you'd just stop being a pussy and take it.
I'm not going to take it when I have to go to work in the morning because I'm not going to risk...
You're going to be like, ooh, a breeze, boner.
Yeah, I'm not gonna deal with that. I'm sorry, I will not. But anything that has to do with the dick and balls area, like, yeah.
You're a little cautious.
I'm a little cautious about. So it says, so it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to set in. Usually at higher doses, you will start seeing a blue tint to your eye sight.
That's weird.
That is weird. Why... Is that because all of the blood goes from your brain to your dick?
And it, maybe.
It's like when you hold your breath, your face turns blue. When your brain holds its breath, your eyesight gets blue.
I think it's kind of funny because the pill's blue, too. So it's.
Like- I know. It's like, do Smurfs make this or what? I don't get it. But at this dose, 50 milligrams, you shouldn't. If you get this tin, it usually doesn't last longer than 2 hours. Usually. I like that keyword, usually. Hopefully, it won't last more than a couple hours. You will get rock hard at any sexy thoughts, but you will be able to get it down. Just stop thinking about it, and it will go down. Easier said than done, I would imagine. Like, I've had, you know.
Yeah, try to stop thinking about boobs, and I walk in. Hey!
I know. Like, when you want to fuck, you got to fuck. And if you don't fuck, like, it's really hard. There's been a few times where I'm, like, lying in bed, and I'm like, man, I just need to fuck. And she's, like, snoring away. And it's hard to fall asleep because all you're thinking about is fucking, and then that makes you even more rock hard. And then it's an impossible catch-22. Or a vicious circle, whichever analogy you'd like to use with that. You will get rock hard. You need to look into if you shouldn't mix it with any of your meds. I don't think it would mess with anything I'm taking.
Yeah.
The effects really last about 4 to 6 hours, but for the next 2 days, I find it very easy to get hard. How does that differ from, like, any
other
just
day.
Normally? Like, this kid, man, when he came up for our 250 episode at thejamhole.com/250, you can watch the trailer and pick that up for $5. But I noticed, like, any time a chick would walk by, he was pitching tents, like, all day.
Ooh. Well, he hadn't been laid for a long time.
And I'm
not
just because we were camping, like, in his pants.
He was pitching
a tent. You know what I mean. but as I said, if you're not thinking about sex, you will not get hard. If you have any more questions, just ask. But it is very safe. Have fun, kids. And, I mean, of course, it must be safe because, you know, it's
prescribed everywhere.
It's a prescription medicine. So it can't be that bad, right? And then remember a couple episodes ago, we were talking about sleep paralysis and the old hag syndrome. The first time I experienced that in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, one of our other listeners, Bunny, she experienced that also. She writes on the show notes for that episode. You guys can always leave comments there and stuff, and we'll get them and read them on the show if it's, you know, entertaining or whatnot.
Yeah, I read that.
I used to get sleep paralysis, but I don't get it very often anymore. The only time it will happen now is if I'm very, very tired as I'm trying to fall asleep. And that's, like, if I'm really super tired when I'm trying to fall asleep, sometimes I'll get that falling feeling.
Yeah,
you ever get that?
And then that, dude. And like, right before you fucking hit the ground, you jerk yourself away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's so weird because you're like, oh, man, I don't know. And then, like, you jump up. And you're like, fuck. Ah. Oh, okay, I'm cool. I landed in my bed. Good thing, huh? I experienced the same issues as you experience, hearing voices, the inability to move or speak. It's very unnerving. My cousin just graduated with her BA in psychology, and she sent me the information below that she got from a lecture because she was aware of what had happened to me. I haven't experienced sexual abuse nor major childhood trauma lately, but it is comforting. I added that. I'm sorry. That was an asshole thing to do.
What?
But it is comforting to know there is science behind what happened. And then there's a little tidbit about sleep paralysis here. If you go to thejamhole.com and look on, what episode was that? It was a couple episodes ago.
Like,
You'll find it. Just there's a search box at thejamhole.com. Just type in sleep paralysis or old hag or whatever.
I'm surprised we don't have a bot yet.
And you'll find it. Hey, the bot's getting drunk right now.
Probably.
So, last night we did get together and record another Project 4987. If you go to project4987.com, the latest episode should be up tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was good.
How was that work, thank God?
It was just me, Mike Boudet, and Guardo from the Hot Cakes podcast. Josh from Big Mouse podcast kind of bitched out. He said he forgot his phone at work.
Right.
And
right.
Now, I'm going to call bullshit on that right now because you know how I am with my droid. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never leave that at work, right? It's always with me, always.
Yeah.
And he's the same fucking way with his iPhone. And I know he didn't leave it at work.
It's attached to, like, if he could get it implanted into his arm.
I've tried. I got scars all over my fucking arm from trying, dude. It sucks. But I think what really happened was him and his fiance were having another disagreement, a gentleman's disagreement, if you will. So that sucks. Did you guys hear the big news today? Did anybody hear the big news today? Huge, huge news today. Just happened about 14 hours ago.
No.
Nick Starr. Do you guys remember that faggot?
That's a fag.
Do you guys remember
like
that?
Like a real fag.
That huge homo dick suck. Do you remember? Ticklish Girl says, zombies taking over the world? No. Oral died? Ainsby? No.
What the fuck?
Nick Starr, if you don't know, he's a douchebag from
Frank,
way back, a jerk-off.
Please tell me he killed himself.
Well, I'm checking out the Twitter while I'm at work today because I didn't have a route, so I was just, you know, doing work around the office. Uh-huh. And I see Miss Cheryl Murkowski. She's like, has he died yet?
Oh, my God.
Hyundai.
I love her.
Please tell me he's died. And I'm like, no fucking way. So I go and I'm like trying to find out. And this is what, if you go to twitter.com/Nick Starr, taking the 22 bus to the Golden Gate Bridge to kill myself. Life isn't worth living. Fuck you all. And that was 19 hours ago. Now, if you guys remember, he did this same thing last year. He was like, I'm going to the bridge. I'm going to kill myself. And everyone was like, okay, see you in
later.
Hell, douchebag.
Have fun.
And he didn't. He fucking didn't. He's a huge pussy. Yeah, see, Pico, fuck, you guys are typing too quick. Somebody in the chat remembers that. Thank you. So then his next tweet, that one was 19 hours ago. His latest tweet, and this is the last one there is, it says, all right, I'm here, ... Fuck you all, ... Especially the one who knows it the most. ... At the bridge. You know, Twitter only gives you 140 characters. You just wasted 15 of them with ...
I know.
You fucking fag. Fuck you all, especially the one that knows it the most. At the bridge, try and stop me now, you asshole. Fuck you all for not caring. And that was 18 hours ago. Pico says he's probably sitting in a parking lot reading all his responses. Well, I hope that's the case because I replied him and I said, make sure you actually jump this time, you pussy. And then I send him another one that says, you're only allowed one cry for help per life and you are over your limit. And like, that's all it is. He's a whiny little crybaby attention whore homo. He didn't know he was a homo until Keith and the girl called him out on it. And he's like, yeah, I do like penis in my mouth. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Right.
I'm a fucking douche. I am so sorry. So, and then, you know, the latest thing, I think the last time we talked about it was he was trying to raise donations to get
tummy tuck,
a nip and tuck done because he's a big fat fuck. It's so awesome. He sleeps in his car. He's homeless by choice. He's like that that other guy. What the fuck? Dan Allen. He's kind of like that, but I think Dan's a little better off than this guy. So he has a job and shit, and he has the money to have a place to live, but he chooses to sleep in his car and on the streets and shit. Like it's some sort of cool fucking thing in San Francisco to do. Sleeping in your car is never cool,
dude.
It's
never cool.
Never
cool.
Never cool. I used to eat acid all the time and trip
out
with...
Unless you have like a $67,000 car via the Dodge Challenger.
Unless you're a fucking semi-truck driver, it is not cool, dude. So I just
Pico says he chooses to buy tech instead of getting a place to live.
Yeah, exactly.
And where are you going to put your tech if you don't have a place to live?
Like, in your fucking... pockets in your glove,
like
your glove box,
that?
Your glove box, dude. But yeah, he would, when the new iPhones first came out, he went and bought a bunch and then sold them on eBay or tried to sell them on eBay. He does scumbag shit like that. He's just a real fucking retard. So I would like to be the first to say I hope you fucking died. And if the news comes out tomorrow that a big fat disgusting homo semen filled body was found floating in the bay,
hoorah,
it was probably Nick Starr. So that's pretty awesome. Oh, I lied about it being big news also.
Yeah, no, not really.
So
how was your day?
My day was fantastic. I gotta say, lately I've been getting a couple of Facebook friend requests.
Oh yeah.
And I just got one before the show. And this is, I cry every time this happens. I get a friend request from some chick, and a typical chick with a kid, profile picture, a picture of a baby.
Right.
Like, okay, look at my baby.
Look, I made this.
I just imagine that, you know, when she was pregnant, her profile pic was
the ultrasound.
The ultrasound. And then, you know, when the baby was crowning, it was a picture of her vagina
That's
getting
sick.
All shredded to fuck. And
yuck.
So I'm like, huh, who is this? So I add him, and I start looking through pictures, and I'm like, holy fucking shit. It's a chick that way back when, before my dad died, like a long fucking time ago, like over 10 years ago, we used to bone down to Funky Town, if you know what I mean, over the place. She was so fucking hot. I can't stress to you all how gorgeous this chick was. She is so... And, like, I cry now when I see this.
You're pissing me off, by the way.
You were so beautiful, and you totally just ruined your life. And I shouldn't say that. I mean, she's married and all that, and that's what happens to most people. They get married. They follow the normal path of life, which is to have kids and, you know, do that whole thing. It's shitty for you guys. Blow my brains out, but... Yeah, like, every time this happens, this is the second time that's happened, and I've cried a little bit inside. Piece of me has died both times, because it's so sad. I think back to all the fun times of fucking and shit. Like, when me and you are fucking tonight, I'll be thinking about fucking her.
That's it, I'm not fucking you tonight.
You want to fight?
Don't sit there and talk about how hot some fucking chick was and stuff.
I'm
how
just
much
kidding.
I don't know, dude.
PA Viking says, you're kind of a prick. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm a huge prick.
Yeah, but, I don't want to hear how hot your ex was. I'm not like, oh man, my ex, this one dude. Oh,
because
God.
They weren't.
No, I had some hot exes, okay?
Name
I had some
one.
Hotty hots. I'm
Name
not going to talk about
one.
I don't talk about my exes to you.
You can't.
I don't.
You can't.
I can.
Let's pretend for a minute you could.
Okay, dude named Calvin Frankfurt.
You just
I even
made
spit
that
out
up.
His whole name.
You
no,
just made that up.
He lives
up.
In Sarasota, Florida,
Facebook,
fucking two blocks away from my place.
Facebook
Go
profile.
Go find Calvin Frankfurt. He was the fucking prom king or whatever.
Facebook profile Fag. Or it didn't happen.
He was a total... I hate him, though. But
really? Why?
No reason.
So, who had a pregnancy scare? A little bit.
I didn't know.
You
it
were
kind of
worried. You were kind of worried.
Well, I just thought it would be so ironic. You know?
Like, after all that shit you talked about wanting to rip your brother's girlfriend's possible baby out from her fucking mouth. And it's like, so I should have had my period like,
Sunday.
Don't know, 3 days ago.
Well, I'm on the NuvaRing, right? And I take the NuvaRing out on Sunday. And usually when I take that fucker out, I have my period that night or the next morning.
But have you taken it out since you've had your ovary removed?
Yeah.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, thejamhole.com/Vimeo, you can see a video documentary of a surgery she had getting her ovary removed.
Yeah, and so I've had a period since the surgery. This is my second period.
Right.
Okay. And
but you were thinking that because you only have one ovary now, this time this go around it was the ovary's turn that isn't there.
Right.
So it's like time to go on the reg, and they're like, well, we're missing somebody.
It's possible, you know, because it one ovulates 1 month and the other ovulates the next month or whatever. So I could have been skipping a period, you know. Every other month, skip a period. And that would have been totally cool.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, you can go a whole month without being a cunt. Thank
I know, but
you.
I guess every other one's going to be, like, weird and irregular.
Really?
Until it just fades out. Because my other ovary kind of took over it, and it's, like, working double time. It's probably going to conk out real soon, which is kind of cool. But I don't know. Yeah, I took my NuvaRing out on Sunday. Should have had my period by Monday, and I didn't get it till this morning. So I'm like, what?
And we say pregnancy scare because I'm thinking, all right, she's got one ovary, and what are the chances, right? So
I'm on birth control. I have one ovary. I'm like,
I know. I'm like coming in her.
Fuck,
I'm fucking. I'm putting her legs behind her back and like shaking it so it gets in there good. Because half of me really wants to make an abortion documentary. The other half of me just doesn't give a fuck and really enjoys coming inside of her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, eh. What's the worst that could happen?
The only thing the bitch about it is the after part where it's like, God damn it, I'm dripping cum down my
leg. The funny thing is, an abortion would cost more than we pay rent in a month. So I would take that out of my second paycheck in the month to get to make a documentary. That would be fucking awesome.
I don't want everyone to see my vagina.
Well, I don't know if it, we would put a little curtain around it and it'd be like a puppet show. Like, here's Mr. Forceps and here's Mr. fucking, what's that thing they use when they unclog drains? The snake? And you put the snake in there and then fucking roto-root that fucker?
Oh my God.
No, I would do the abortion.
If I were to get an abortion, I think I'd do it with the pill. They have an abortion pill where you just take it and you stay at home for like 2 days and you just basically fucking
shit your dead baby out.
Pretty much.
That would be cool.
It liquidates the fucking thing. It makes you miscarry.
And then you could take a twit pic of it and be like, this is my poop, and it's like a little dead baby, like
Thinking, how ironic would that be me, you know, bitching at my brother about it and his girlfriend about it and all that shit, and then me having one ovary and being on birth control, and I've been on this birth control for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, that would just be fucking weird.
If you recall in earlier episodes, the birth control is what started feeding Paul her tumor in the first place. That's what made it go from this big to this big.
That's so awesome.
Thanks, Doc.
I remember last night it was really funny, though. We were lying in bed and you're like, you know, we just might have to keep it because it could be the Antichrist.
Because of all the things it went through to
all
like
the precautions I take to not get pregnant. And then if I were to get, it would be the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Or it'd have serious down
syndrome. It's like Joseph and Mary back in the day, and Mary's on birth control and Joseph always pulls out, and Mary comes one day and she's like, Joseph, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what ended up coming out of her twat? A little guy goes by the name of Jesus Christ. So I think, you know, you never know.
Did you say that you'd actually want to keep it?
If it came out and it was the Antichrist,
we'd abort it.
We'd have some fun. You couldn't abort the Antichrist.
How would you know it's the Antichrist?
It'd be Antichrist Superstar.
I guess that's the only way I could get pregnant is if it was the Antichrist.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very, very impossible for me to get
that's
pregnant at the moment.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
whoa. So let's not do this.
No? No dice?
I'm going to make you pull out for like a month now that you said that.
That's fine. I wouldn't have a hard time pulling out if you'd learn to take it in the mouth like a real woman.
Whatever, dude. I like it. It sounds gross. I don't know, but I think every chick likes it when a dude comes in. I don't know.
Chicks, do you like it when your dude comes inside of you?
It feels good. It gets all warm and slushy. And
especially when I do it, because I'll like hold it back a few times. By the time I'm ready to come, like if she opened her mouth, it would come out of her mouth. That's how hard I come. I come so hard.
And I learned not to like push and piss you off because like
that pisses me off.
Semen in your dick hole.
That's a bitch move. Listen to this. If your chick does this, punch her in the face. I'll be like fucking her and then I'll come and she'll fucking hold me and she'll push the semen out, but my dick is still inside of her. So in essence, I feel the semen getting shoved back into my dick hole.
No, I don't want that. Here you go.
That is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world. Besides when you're giving head and you fucking press down really hard with that tongue ring. I hate that.
Sorry.
I had a girlfriend once that used to suck cock really well, but she had a tongue ring that had a small ball on it. Three times this happened when she would be going up and down on the cock like, you know what she does.
Yeah.
And the ball would go into my pee hole and it felt like it would just rip. And I was like, fuck! It hurts so bad. So after the third time of that happening and two black eyes for her, I made her start taking out her tongue ring.
Oh my God. Well, I have a big tongue
before.
Ring, so the ball
right,
will not go in your pee hole.
What you do is like
unless
push
you
it.
Finger your dick hole.
Yeah, no.
I'm done.
I'm done doing that. That doesn't feel fucking fantastic.
Did you see what I just did?
Yeah, it doesn't feel fucking fantastic. I'll tell you from experience, it does
so
not.
So what do you say that I do? What?
I don't like it when you do that. Stop.
I don't notice.
Oh,
that
with
I
your
do
tongue ring.
Yeah, what?
You push really hard and it's sensitive where you push because I'm a male who has been circumcised. So you push down on that spot there where the that's the medical term, the sublobula.
Okay.
And it fucking hurts. Don't do that ever.
I don't think I... Do I do it every time?
No, no. Only once in a great while. But okay. You did it last night.
I'm pretty good
night,
about it, then.
I wanted
Sorry.
To backhand
We didn't
you.
Fuck last night.
Then that was somebody else. Moving
Whoa,
on.
Whoa, dude.
When you were under your anesthesia, did you have any weird sexual hallucinations by chance, perhaps?
I don't remember shit from being... I remember the okay. dude with the syringe and the white shit, and I went, meh, gone.
Well,
and then I woke up going, oh, fuck, everything hurts.
You...
I have to pee. Why is there a catheter in my vagina? I don't get it. I don't like it.
Well, you remember the stories going around about how chicks were like, oh, I was under anesthesia and the doctor fingered my poonanny.
Oh, hey.
Or fingered my butthole.
Amesby has a good point. Danny, give him an eating pussy tip now. I should do that.
You can't, because
yes,
I know
I
it all. I know
no.
it all.
No, sometimes you take your teeth and try and, like, I don't know, mess with my clit.
That's
and
it, because you have...
You bite it and it hurts. It hurts so bad. Or, like, you push your tongue ring too hard on it, like, just too fucking hard and, like, between your teeth or something, and it pinches, and I just want to fucking clamp your fucking head off.
That's
like,
because you have no feeling down there.
I do, too. You just can't, you can't bite my clit, okay?
Oh, and going back to the Viagra thing, I forget who said it, but somebody mentioned that Viagra works for chicks also.
Yeah, it does.
So maybe you're the one that should take it, because...
Maybe we should take half and half.
No, fuck that.
Well,
I need the full.
Get Burger to send us another one.
Burger. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yes, it's Red Fox.
What up, G?
What up, dude?
Hey. So, Matt's not the only one that flips his wrist at automatic doorways like heroes.
Oh, God.
Really?
You nerd. You fucking yes. nerd.
It's not being a nerd. It's called being awesome. If you, if for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, if you watch the show Heroes, and they always, like, flip their fingers and move their wrists and things move, I started doing that at automatic doors, and it looks like, you know, I'm opening the doors with my mind bullets. So what were you doing?
Yeah, I work at a hospital, right, and there's these doors. I didn't know they were automatic, and I did that, and I kind of freaked myself out. I was like, wait, what?
That's so awesome. You just, like, rolled in there and did it, and the door opened.
He's like, yes, I have the power.
I looked around like, wait, is anyone looking at me?
Yeah, no shit. You got to make the sound, too. I need to put that sound on my droid, so when I do it, it makes the cool, like, whoosh, whatever sound it is. That's so cool. Awesome. So yes. How are you doing, Red Fox?
I'm all right.
How was your birthday party last night that you missed Project 49874?
Yeah, it was my friend's, and it was fun.
What'd you get him?
I'm getting him a game on Steam. He has to decide which one he wants.
Right on. Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only retard running around opening doors like Siler.
Fucking retard.
All right, man. We'll catch you later.
Yep.
Holla back. That's fantastic. That makes me feel so much more better about doing that.
So there's a handful of people in the world that do that. Now you feel better?
I do. I actually do. And I'm going to start doing it, like, way more pronounced from now on. I'm going to, like, run up to it and be like... Like, I'm like,
prying it open with your mind.
That's gonna be so awesome.
Oh my god, no.
I can't wait to go to work tomorrow now. Thank you.
Please no.
So anyway,
I'm not going to stores with you ever again. Fuck that.
Or like, I'll push the shopping cart. I did this a little bit when I was shopping yesterday. I, like, push the cart in front of me a little bit and then, like, pretend like I'm pushing it with my fingers. It's so great.
Oh my god.
I like that show. So going back to the story here, anesthetists have been warned. Is that how you say it?
Anesthesiologist.
No, it's anesthetists.
I don't fucking know.
The dudes that
the
knock you out have been warned of a rise in official complaints from patients who report sexual hallucinations while under the influence of sedating drugs. Now, this goes back to what I was mentioning before, that we came across quite a few stories about women in dentist offices and women going in for surgery that when they woke up, they said the doctor had molested them.
Molested them?
Yeah. So
maybe your ex, Holly, was she under anesthetics?
No, she wasn't knocked out. She actually got molested.
Are you sure? Did he like slip or something? Like,
yeah, no, I'm pretty sure she got molested.
Well, that sucks.
It was common for people to experience an erotic dream while under medical sedation, said the professor. The phenomenon could, however, result in complaints of sexual assault among those patients who, for unknown reasons, were unable to differentiate this dream from reality.
Amesby says sexual hallucinations is a term a pervert doctor made up to cover his ass.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a side effect of this drug, just to let you know. This isn't real.
Professor Barry Baker from the Australian and New Zealand College of Anesthetists, the ANZCA, if you need to know. Quote, there have been some studies which have shown that up to 50% of people who are sedated or lightly anesthetized, God, that's a weird word.
Anesthetized?
Will have a sexual dream. I didn't have a sexual dream. Maybe it's because I was too worried about the surgery happening to my dick that I wasn't.
Like, oh, except
when the doctor said he gave me an artificial erection.
That's a little
weird.
It's a little odd.
But I appreciate it. Hey. Handy
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for the boner.
Handy to me. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. He's like, he's going to need this because he's not going to be able to fuck for a while. So here's cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Here's one
face.
For you, bud. So the professor said that if one person thinks they're anestheticized, it's a dream. If another person thinks they're wide awake and it's really happening, then it's a hallucination.
Hmm.
So you wouldn't know, right? Because sometimes dreams are so realistic.
Yeah.
You can't differentiate between. It's like that whole Vanilla Sky thing. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Really.
I actually enjoyed that movie. But it's kind of like that. Tom Cruise gets in a car wreck. They put him in a dreamlike state. And you can't tell the difference. So to you.
It's like the dream you had the other night.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But this was the rest of his life. He was living in this dream state, but to him, it was still real life because he couldn't tell the difference, you know?
Right.
So how do you, if it's real to you, then it's your reality in essence. I mean, how do you tell the difference? Except to other people, it's not to them because when they see you, you're laid up in a bed, but to you, you're like running around marathons and shit, fucking chicks.
I do cocaine.
Doing cocaine and shit. Exactly. Professor Baker, pervert, said the dreams were known to occur as a person started to regain consciousness after anesthesia or during a sedation when the mind was in a semi-conscious netherworld. Whoa. Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God.
No. Not that netherworld, dumb fuck.
It's called the neither world, by the way.
Thank you. They occurred equally in men and women, though women are bigger whores, so they outnumbered men 3-1 when it came to reporting troubling hallucinations. He said the ANZCA had been contacted recently by an Australian medical board, which sought an expert view on the prevalence of these erotic dreams.
Red Fox has a very good comment for you. You should read that real fast.
Red Fox says, by the way, Matt, if you take Viagra and you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, it's called priapism, and they have to inject your penis with some drug to get it to go down. Yes, thank you, Red Fox, and that's what I was worried about.
That's kind of creepy,
that's
man.
That's why I'm not going to take it tonight, just in case. I don't want to go to work with a hard-on.
We should ask him about what are the effects on chicks. Like what,
some side effects include...
Blah, 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 like, if chicks take Viagra, like, what... I mean, like, does my clit stay hard forever or what?
You have to wear a diaper because you're constantly dripping wet.
Probably.
And you, like, leave a little snail trail wherever you go.
Oh, God.
But, like, last night when we got done fucking...
Erotic Toys says, if you OD on Viagra, does your dick explode?
I fucking hope not.
That would be awesome.
But when we were fucking last night, I... had a
you
boner
didn't fuck
still
last night.
I'm not talking about you. I had a boner still when I walked into the kitchen.
I want to kill you.
No, it was the night before last.
Okay.
But I walked into the kitchen, still had a boner, and I go to the kitchen sink over there. You can't see it, but it's over there, trust me.
Uh-huh.
And I forget that my dick is still hard, so when I walk to grab a paper towel, the dick slams right into the counter. And
nice.
Like I don't think I could deliver water with a hard on. I would be running into shit.
You'd be like, ah, penis.
And
ah,
it hurts.
Penis.
Like, because I didn't have pants on or nothing. It's just like my dick into the fucking kitchen counter drawer. It sucks, dude. Had splinters
well,
and shit.
Stop running into stuff with your penis.
But that's why I want to research it a little bit and make sure that my dick will go down when I tell it to and all that. So, let's see. He said the increase could be linked to a rising use of sedation as patients increasingly ask for it before undergoing routine but otherwise uncomfortable or embarrassing medical procedures. Do you think what they did to me, like, back in the day, they didn't use anesthesia for? You just stayed awake while they cut
probably.
Your dick open?
Probably. They probably used, like, local anesthetics. That actually, for that procedure, because you requested to be knocked out, they did it. But I bet you that they would only use local anesthetics, and they would put a guard up over your stomach so you just couldn't see what was going on. You just
really?
Couldn't feel anything from your waist
they
down.
They usually do that? They put a guard, like a little
Dude,
puppet show,
Dude, with C-sections,
right?
For women, they don't put them all the way out. They just fucking numb them. They fucking hit them up with something in our IV or whatever, and then hit them in the spine with something. They can't feel it at that point.
But they can't.
But they only numb you from a certain point down, and then they put a guard on your stomach so you can't see anything from that point down, so it doesn't freak you out.
Honestly, they shouldn't even be allowed to do that. Pregnancy hurts so bad because women fucked up paradise for us. So says the Lord. Amen. You need to feel that shit. You know what you did.
I ain't
see
do
this
shit.
Tree? See
I
this
ain't
tree?
Do shit.
This is my tree. You eat from anything else, but you touch that tree, I'm fucking you up.
Hey.
So saith
hey.
The Lord. Amen.
You don't believe in God.
I have holy water.
And you did shots of it.
And
that's
a buddy,
not very Christian-like.
And a Buddy Christ bobblehead. Come
with
on.
With a weed pin on him.
So?
Matt, you
Jesus
don't believe in
weed.
God. Shut up.
Doesn't matter.
You don't believe in Adam and Eve. You don't believe in creationism.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm
not
believe...
being punished for shit.
You're fucking with my argument.
We are on the Big Bang
that.
Theory, okay?
God
we, that,
does
that's
exist.
Us. We believe in dinosaurs,
the Bible
okay?
says so. People, Adam and Eve had pet dinosaurs.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's why they're called dinosaurs, because that's what Adam named them.
I don't think so.
Adam had domain over all of the animals of the kingdom. So
Except
saith the
his
Lord.
Woman, obviously.
Amen.
Except his woman, obviously.
Well, that came in later, but yeah. She ruined it, dude. I'm telling you. Labor. Enjoy that. Enjoy the fuck out of that. Could you imagine that, dude? I could not fathom pushing something that big and disgusting out of my vagina.
Yeah,
could not.
I've had really big dicks, but no.
Not that big, though.
No.
Like, that's a dick. That I don't think that's possible. I mean, that's why some chicks get, you know, 2 to 3 dicks in the pussy at once. And that's still not as big as a baby.
That's baby's still
got,
creepy, though.
Babies got big old fat heads.
Well, actually, women, when they're pregnant, their hips shift. Like, they move to actually
Someone
part.
In your chat room says, "Whoa! Nice cleavage. I've never seen cleavage before."
Wow.
Thank you for that. I've actually never left
but,
my house.
Yeah, chicks, their hips actually shift. And, like, you know, their fucking body knows that something big needs to come out of that tiny hole.
Erato Toys compares a woman's vagina to the jaws of a snake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's totally disgusting. Could you imagine if it had fangs? Fuck yeah, man. That'd be something.
I wish it did some nights. Like,
me too.
Being with some dudes, I'm like, you know, this sucks.
It'd be much easier if I could bite his dick off, wrap myself around him, and dissolve him. And suck out his nutrients.
Yeah, if I could gain his power, kind of like Highlander.
Indians?
You know?
Oh, right.
No, like,
Highlander.
You know, eat him through my twat with my vagina teeth and then suck out
like
his
Like on
power.
South Park, how Mr. Slave took out Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking
oh my
awesome.
God.
I would, if vaginas had teeth like that, I would hunt a vagina. I would kill it. I would gut it. I would clean it. I'd take it to my taxidermist friend. And I'd have it mounted on the wall. You'd see a big old vagina with fangs.
I have a book on how to taxidermy, but not the
how to,
taxidermy vagina.
I was going to say, does it have that in it? We should write a book on how to taxidermy a vagina.
Well, then we'd have to have a vagina to taxidermy.
Done.
Well, you could probably just, you know, those necklaces they have.
I will harness
the uvula or whatever.
The what?
Those fucking, I said uvula. That's the thing
uvula, that's the thing in the back of your throat.
The vulva. You know the vulva necklaces?
Yes.
Yeah. That's as close as taxidermying a pussy as you could get.
Oh, no, I'm talking like real one. Did you ban Amesby from the chat?
I didn't ban anybody.
Did the Ustream bot ban Amesby from the chat?
I don't know. What's going on? I don't understand.
Hold on. I'll fix it.
Did she get... How did she get banned?
I don't know. What
did
she do?
I didn't click shit.
Huh.
Maybe she was spamming. Was she spamming?
Amesby doesn't spam. It's fixed. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Fucking blame Ustream.
Okay, I'll blame Ustream.
Okay, so what was I going to say? It was going to be really funny. Nacho says, when I was 16, I had this girl, and when she took her panties off, I thought she was trying to smuggle Arby's 5 for $5.95 across the border.
Oh my god, dude.
You ate it anyways, didn't you? You disgusting fuck.
Oh my god.
You know you ate it anyways. I know you did. I know it.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Anyways,
No, my vagina does not have teeth, and it has not been stretched out by a fucking little baby head thing.
No, her vagina is like memory foam. That
I know,
shit goes
so
right.
I talk to so many other chicks, they're like, man, you know, I don't use dildos because I want to stay tight, or I don't do this because I want to stay tight. I'm like, dude, I fuck all the time, and it just snaps back, man. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, some vaginas... perhaps have more elasticity than others.
Mine's just the perhaps. Shit. That's all there is to it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Mine's a one of a kind.
Professor Baker said the rise in complaints was not, insofar as he could tell, linked to actual sexual assault on his patients, or at least that's what his lawyer told him to say. Quote, as far as I know, there's no epidemic of sexual assault. Far from it. There are a few cases here and there, though. I mean, doctors are people, and people are pervy. That's just how it is, you know?
Yeah.
Quote, this is a sexual event that somebody believes happened to them in a hospital, and it's not just about surgery. It can happen in the emergency ward or intensive care or anywhere a patient, bless you, is sedated.
God damn it.
It's a big issue for anesthetists, but they are not the most common people that are accused. And if you go back over time, the greatest number of people accused of some impropriety are... What do you think? God bless you.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you.
What would you think?
I was sneezing. Sorry.
Which medical profession gets blamed the most for...
Gynecology.
Dentists? Yeah. I think because maybe it's so easy for them to knock you out and you wouldn't hear it because of the drill, and I think people are so afraid of the drill and the whole dentistry area that when, you know, it's easier for dentists to do that, or dentists are just pervs.
Maybe dentists are just pervs. They're the ones that are always close to, like, oh, what was it, that Metalocalypse episode? He's like, I'll go get my teeth fixed. And, like, the dentists are always, like, ready to, like, fucking commit suicide and stuff. So he's all like, you know, I don't know. Dentists are just weird about shit. Because they're, like, they're like the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to doctors. Like, they're not really a doctor.
No, those are called chiropractors. And
chiropractors
are a bullshit.
But chiropractors, they're full of themselves, though, because they you know, they think they do something really good. They're kind of like homeopaths, okay?
Kind of.
They think they're doing something really good.
If you
so
need...
they're not close to committing suicide or thinking that they're low on the totem pole. They think they're the shit.
Right.
No, dentists... they're like, they think. Fuck, man, I'm always in the mouth. This blows.
But I think that's why, because the mouth, for some people, a lot of people, is such a sexy thing. It's easy. Like, if I was a dentist and a chick was just laying there, tits are right there, mouth is wide open, I'd be like, I could easily just drop my balls in her mouth. Just like that. And I think for some dentists, the mouth is a sexy fetish thing, so they get turned on. There's always, every dentist office I deliver to, they have the most gorgeous assistants in there. All the dental assistants are fucking hot. And I think, you know, you're around that all day. You're not getting sex from home because your wife's a fucking cunt. And you're like, I have to bust a nut. And you're surrounded by all these beautiful assistants. The chick laying here has got her mouth open just asking for... She basically came in and was like, can I suck you off? And I was like, sure. That's what they do. I don't know what to tell you. Professor Baker raises concerns in a published paper. He said anestheticist... could ensure they had a ready defense against a hallucination-based complaint by having staff of both genders present when giving sedating drugs. Fuck yeah, dude. Gangbang. Let's do it.
The chick's in there while he knocks her out, and then she's like, okay, I'm leaving.
Let's fuck yeah, like, right? Okay. That's so awesome. I'd be like, all right, we all ready? Everyone walks in with their pants off.
I know. That's fucked, dude.
They had a place like that in Las Vegas. Not like that, but kind of the same idea. You'd go in, and the whole idea of it was you'd pay a certain amount of money, and you'd get a haircut, but you'd get your haircut by chicks in sexy lingerie. It was like a strip club, but it was a barbershop, like that kind of thing. It was kind of cool. Because when you get your haircut, you know, the chick's always rubbing titties against you. She's like, excuse me, and, you know. Because they're right there, and you're, you know, so throw some lingerie on him.
Shave me, please.
Make him lose about 100 pounds. Throw some lingerie on him. Put some fake titties there, and boom, you got a $1 billion business. We should do that. Can you cut hair?
No,
I can shave it.
You like you want your hair shaved?
Because that's all we do here. So how was your day? Good day at work?
Yeah, we got a little busy.
All 3 hours you were there for?
I know, right?
No. Must be nice. I wish I could just not work all day.
No, I don't. I want to work more.
Must be the life.
Shut up.
You're spoiled.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to fuck you.
You hope so.
Well, speaking about fucking...
You don't even let me talk about my day. You're like, I don't care anymore. We're just going over this now.
Go ahead.
We got a little busy, and that was cool. I burnt myself again in the steamer. Reached my hand in. Steam hit the wrist. Kind of sucked. I screamed. My boss has been throwing up every day, which is kind of cool. He's like, well, hey, how you doing?
In the morning?
It's a dude.
Is he an alcoholic?
No. Actually, no.
Really?
He's bipolar as a motherfucker, though.
Okay.
He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm in agreement. What the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't like the way you walk. Okay, go fuck yourself.
He told you that? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, yeah. I think we did. Yeah, he's like, I don't like the way you walk.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like, okay.
I don't like the way you look.
He's like, you're very slouchy and just kind of and dragging along. I'm like, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a lazy bitch. What can I say?
I do my job. I do it fast. And that's about all there is to it. I can look like a fucking bum if I want. Leave me alone. So, I don't know.
We got a feedback here real quick. It says, excuse my disgusting face. Dear God, if you let the dinosaur not extinct, we would not have a country. You did the right thing, Jonathan.
What?
It's from Crazy Letters to God, written by kids. Thank you for that, Red Fox.
Okay. But anyway,
Dear God, if you give me genie lamp like Aladdin, I will give you anything you want except my money or my chess set. Raphael.
Wow. Who names their kid Raphael?
The Ninja Turtles.
I know, but
Dear God, if you watch in church on Sunday, I will show you my new shoes. Mickey D. It's a little Guido in training here.
Wow.
Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy, Joyce.
It's like, you can have this back. I want a puppy, please.
Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you got now? Jane. That's a good question, Jane.
Oh, God.
Dear God.
Oh, my God.
Please
stop.
Put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There is nothing good in there now. Ginny.
Yeah.
Last one. Dear God, did you mean for giraffe to look like that? Or was it an accident? Norma.
Like, oh, I dropped it here. I'll catch it. Oh, its neck just like.
Oh, I lied. This is the last one. Dear God, are you really invisible or is that just a trick? Lucy.
Wow.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes. God. There's a
just like little kids' letters to God.
Yeah, and they are. They're like scanned images of like little kid handwriting signed by. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's so fucking cool. So what happened?
I don't know. I went over to Ashley's and we came here and watched some Metalocalypse and burned a couple CDs and that's really about it. I'm going to her dad's house tomorrow to get some tires. It's gonna be sweet.
For what?
My car.
He's got tires for your car?
Yeah, he's got a set of 15s, and he doesn't have anything that uses size 15s, and, like, my car, all the cars I have up at my dad's place, they're all size 15. Like, that's all I use is size 15 tires. So, he has a set that's, like, practically brand new, and he's got a Kwanzaa hut, like, full of tires, so I'm like, fuck yeah, I want
Merry Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
Shit, yeah. So, I'm doing that. Anyway.
Have you ever known any, like, you've had roommates before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had roommates that were just noisy as fuck when they got nailed?
Oh, yeah.
When I say nailed, I mean fucked in the pussy and or the asshole and or the mouth?
Yes.
Okay. Well, did you know that you can actually get in trouble for that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's something called an antisocial behavior order. a woman who was given an ASBO... Asbo, for short, banning her from making loud noises during sex, has admitted breaching the order. So, you made loud noises during sex once, you got slapped with an Asbo, an antisocial behavior order,
okay,
saying, okay, you are now no longer allowed to make noises at all during sex. You did it again, thus putting yourself in breach of your Asbo.
Amesby says, Danny has been that loud roommate. Yes, yes, I have.
You're really not that loud. I've had chicks much louder than you.
When it gets to the point, I get loud.
Kinda. But, I mean, like, I waking the neighbors down the street loud. I mean, to the point where I had earplugs next to the nightstand because she was so loud.
Now, I don't like being that loud. That's just stupid. Like,
so one night, like, we were fucking and shit, and she started getting loud, and just to fuck with her, I went, ah! And then I busted my nut in her face, and then I left.
Oh, my God.
I left. Put a 20 on the nightstand, and I left.
Oh, my God, dude.
Caroline and Steve Cartwright's lovemaking was described as murder and unnatural at Newcastle Crown Court. We might have done this story about when it first happened, before she got hit with the Asbo. That's awesome. I need to make up a thing that has a cool acronym like Asbo. So... the neighbors, the local postman, and a woman taking her child to school complained about the noise. Can you imagine having to explain that to your kids? Like, you're walking them to school and shit, and all of a sudden you hear this, ah, oh, fuck, ah, 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 yeah, 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 you know, like, mommy, what's that? Well,
they're wrestling really hard.
Ask your teacher. Now get the fuck out of here.
Right.
That's exactly what they do.
Did you have sex ed yet? Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm 3, mommy.
Oh.
Why are we taking you to school?
I'm not that loud, thank God. So.
Thank God. Thank the good Lord.
You get loud Amen. Sometimes, but not like you
only
get
when you do it right.
What?
That's why you, that's why you have to watch live shows. That was priceless.
You want to die?
You're gonna die, clown. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna do that when we're fucking.
Oh, I'm totally gonna. We'll both do it. We'll just be like.
No. Oh, God.
That's awesome. Cartwright, 48, from Washington on Wearside, plead guilty to 3 counts of breaching the Asbo. Her husband pled guilty to 1 count of breaching the Asbo, if you know what I mean. Come on. She will be sentenced on January 18th. An earlier hearing, next door neighbor Rachel O'Connor told the court she was frequently late for work because she overslept, having been awake most of the night, masturbating to the sounds of sex. She said, quote, The noise sounds like they are both in considerable pain. I cannot describe the noise. I have never ever heard anything like it. Do you think maybe they're doing some freaky fucking
S&M shit? And they're like choking like each other with leashes and shit. They're
ball
like,
stomping. Ball stomping. She was maybe. Like, "It wasn't me. It was my husband." After I stomped his nutsack,
he told me to. I can't help it.
That's so awesome. Like what? How? That's the only thing I could think of that would cause that much pain to where you would, you know, sound
just
like
scream.
That.
Now
you
I'm gonna make
tell.
It a point to have really loud sex tonight, just because.
Couldn't you tell though? Oh, so we are fucking? Make up your fucking mind.
Yeah, the only time I get really loud is either when I'm about to come or when we're doing it doggy style.
Yeah. When I fucking slip it out and slide it into that asshole.
No.
Fuck yeah, she's like, ouch!
No.
Really loud.
No,
let
that
me
would
tell
be
you.
The loud part would be you hitting the wall for me beating your ass.
Yeah. That's so brilliant. I can't imagine, like, I don't know, man. I'm flabbergasted here. She's hot, too,
kind of.
I mean, kind of. She's blonde. That's all I need.
What?
You blonde? Yep, you're hot.
What?
In November, Car... I'm totally kidding. In November, redheads. In November, Cartwright... In November, Cartwright appealed against a noise abatement notice imposed in 07, as well as the subsequent ASBO, which banned the couple from, quote, shouting, screaming, or vocalization at such a level as to be statutory nuisance. Her bid was rejected by recorder Jeremy Friedman, who said, quote, it certainly was intrusive and constituted a statutory nuisance because none of us have sex here.
That kind of rhymed.
Yeah, no, thank you. quote, it was clearly of a very disturbing nature. And it was also compounded by the duration. This was not a one-off, if you know what I mean.
God.
It went on for hours at a time. Do you think the guy was like, thank you, judge. Thank you. She won't shut her fucking mouth.
Maybe.
He's like, honey.
They're going to get to the point where they're duct taping each other before they fuck now.
He's probably like got the ass bow in his hand and she starts getting lies like, Sunderland City Council told the court they had recorded noise levels of up to 47 decibels.
Holy shit.
Using equipment installed at their neighbor's house.
Oh my
You're
God,
hitting
dude.
47 dBs, if you know what I mean, at your neighbor's house. That's loud, dude.
That's fucking. That's fucking loud.
the World Health Organization guidelines state that 30 decibels is enough to cause sleep disturbance.
Yeah, you think?
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
All right, well, speaking about fucking freaky sex, we have a theme of on tonight's show,
sex?
If you haven't guessed it.
Freaky sex?
Well, if it happens in a middle school,
does it involve some bros and a broomstick?
Well, it involves the principal. District officials.
You want to, little girl?
You want to play a game? This is called I'll Pass You This Grade If You Fuck Me.
Right. Just bend over. I'll make sure you're still a virgin.
That's okay. That's disgusting. District officials suspended an El Cerrito middle school principal Monday morning while investigating how a student managed to corner and blank a 12-year-old classmate last week during school hours. So it wasn't the principal.
So a girl.
But he let it happen.
A girl cornered.
And blank.
And.
The R word. Rhymes with ape.
Raped?
A
girl
absolutely.
Cornered a boy and
no,
raped him?
No, a student
cornered and
raped a 12-year-old classmate.
Oh.
Quote, we're taking this very seriously, said Marin Trujillo, spokesman for the West Contra Coast School District. We're shocked and dismayed that a sexual assault could happen on our campus during school time. I'm shocked and dismayed that my students are getting more ass than I am.
Right.
The district placed Portola Middle School Principal Denise Van Hook and Vice Principal Matthew Burnham on paid leave for at least a week while it investigates. a paid leave? Oh, you poor thing. You mean I'm getting paid and I don't have to do my job? Keep
thank
fucking
you.
Hey kids, fuck all you want. I'm out. Like, I learned my lesson. I will never let the kids fuck each other ever again, even if it's even if they said it's okay or not. If you're going to pay me to go home. It's like when you're a kid in school and you get suspended and you're like, oh, darn.
Yeah, I know. My principal actually made me stop, like, being, like, you know, sent home suspension. He'd be like, he'd give me the ISSs after about 6 months of suspending me, like, regularly. ISS,
oh, in school, right.
Yeah,
okay.
In school suspension. Thank you. I'd be like, come on, Mr. G, please just suspend me. Just do it. Just do it. Just expel me. Fuck it. You know? He wouldn't do it.
Well, that explains your appalling spelling ability.
Yeah, I just hated
English. What was the word earlier?
Shut up, dude.
Hey, no. Matt, how do you spell chef? Is it C-H-E-I-F? If he's Indian, yeah, come on,
Fuck you
fucking idiot. Good thing your sexual ability isn't tied to your spelling ability.
I can't spell for shit, I'm sorry. Fuck you, dude.
It's cute.
It's not
chief.
Cute.
Chief. Okay, chief.
I was so really good in English, you. I just couldn't spell for shit.
The jam hole with Matt and the chief.
Oh my god. I'm a chef.
That's fine. You're
a
chief.
I'm a chef. I'm a chief chef. Fuck you.
Absolutely. Police declined to name the suspect, an eighth grader, because of his age. They say he cornered the victim, a seventh grader, shortly before 2:45 during the last period of the school day. The two knew each other, but not romantically. Hey, did you know him? Yeah, but not romantically, officer. I just raped her. She was asking for it, though.
I wonder if it was a girl or a boy.
Ooh, that's a good question. She was asking for it. I bet you.
I don't know.
If it was a chick, chicks are always asking for it. If there's one thing I learned in school, it's that chicks are always asking for it. Detectives say the suspect forced a sex act upon the victim in a stairwell. At least two students witnessed the assault while four more were yelling, "Go! Go! Go!" Three more passed by, one found an adult, while another physically interceded to get his own dick sucked.
Nice.
Excuse me. No, he interceded to stop the attack. Nice. Listen to you, perv.
What?
Nice.
Funny.
I hope they gangbang that bitch, yeah.
They should.
Fuck
and
chicks.
Record it.
I hate
put
chicks.
It on Bangabus or some
I'm
shit.
Because I'm Danny. I hate chicks. Yeah. Because I used to have a penis.
What? Rape is always hot. I don't know
that's
why.
That's true. Rape
unless
is
they, like,
hot.
Rape them with, like, a broken bottle, then that's not cool.
No, but, like, skin-to-skin rape, always hot.
Yeah.
You want to play out a little rape fantasy tonight?
No.
I'll break in and just fucking give you the business.
No,
give you
good.
Give you the situation.
Because I will manhandle your ass.
Errato Toy says, do you guys have rape fantasies? We have rape realities.
See, the thing about that is you would end up getting raped or something.
I would
flip you over, grab my dildo, and be like, take it, bitch.
Have you seen these guns? You can't rape this.
Have you seen this awesomeness?
I would fist you so far, I would hit your little uvula with my middle finger. I'd flick it like a click.
You're an idiot.
Yeah? You're going to get raped tonight.
No, I'm not.
You might. Police arrested the suspect at his home just a few hours after the attack, but how the rape happened and what it says about school security has rekindled fear and frustration in a community long concerned about a campus with a rough reputation.
Have you ever, like in high school or in middle school, did you ever fuck in school?
Not in school. I fucked in the car in the parking lot, maybe.
Really?
No, I don't think I ever did that.
Really?
I always had a home. Like,
well,
why
I
would
mean,
you...
like, I've always had a home or somewhere to go, too, but,
I
like...
I was too busy getting stoned and eating acid.
Well,
and
I was always stoned,
and
dude, I was
selling...
I was a VP at art kid. I would skip my other classes to go
so
to art.
Oh, so you went to a faggy art school, though.
No, I didn't. My school was in the middle of the ghetto. It was on lockdown. You couldn't leave
the
premises.
In the ghetto.
Google fucking Booker High in Sarasota, Florida. Fucking
any
look
school,
at it.
Any school with the name Booker in it is in the ghetto.
Yeah, no, like... I remember fucking screwing in like upstairs bathrooms by the RVPA building and shit, you know, just doing it.
So they had a big meeting, had the superintendent. He said, how could this happen? Is it safe here? Those are the kinds of questions we're hearing when a situation like this occurs. You actually have to do something. You have to be a little sick, a little turned on, if you know what I mean. So it just kind of goes on and on about that. If you want to read the rest of it, I'll post it in the show notes because we got more stories to get to. This is for you.
What? For me?
A 2-year-old.
Ah.
Is seriously ill.
Mutilated. Oh.
Ill. Seriously.
God damn it.
After being admitted to the hospital with 50 sewing needles inside him. 50. 5.
High
0.
High five society. That is awesome.
Brazil. High five. Hot, sexy, tan, Brazilian waxed society. Brazilians, huh? You know what I mean.
I hate you.
I hate Brazilians. Brazilian dudes. I hate Brazilian dudes because you get all the hot ass, and I'm not pleased.
What the fuck? Why are you so unhappy with me?
I'm not. I am
it.
Totally pleased with you.
I doubt. No, I don't get it.
On the side here,
you're
there's
mean.
On a little side note, there's like, you know, other news stories from today.
Uh-huh.
One of them says, was Jessica Simpson another of Tiger Woods' birdies? Ah! Because she's a hoe.
Yes. Anyway.
That's pretty awesome.
So how many needles?
50. And I'll put a link to this on the jamhole.com when I do the show notes tomorrow, but there's an x-ray of it, and there's needles. Like, you can see the needles.
Like sewing needles?
Yeah. Like, all over, from his pelvic bone all the way to the top of his rib cage. You see the little needles everywhere.
How did they get in there?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Push them through?
Doctors in Brazil believe the needles were deliberately pushed into his body through his skin, including 17 discovered in his digestive system.
Oh,
police have launched an investigation to discover who carried out the attack amid fears the boy may have been used as part of a sinister black magic ritual.
Oh, God.
Sorry, African-American magic ritual. We're PC here in the jam hole. I don't know if you know this or not. We keep it PC. Voodoo doll?
Yeah.
2-year-old voodoo doll? That's what I'm thinking.
That's some shit, dude.
That's what I'm thinking, yep. That sucks, dude.
Yeah?
That sucks.
That kid's got to have a lot of internal bleeding.
Imagine
and
the
stuff.
Guy the voodoo doll was made for.
I
He's
know,
not
right?
happy either. And he can't go to the doctor because they'll x-ray him and they'll be like, there's nothing here, sir. I feel pins and needles everywhere. You know?
I don't get it. Fix it, please.
One of the needles perforated the youngster's left lung. Stunned medics admitted him to hospital in Barahena in the state of Bahia, northeast Brazil, after x-rays showed the 50 metal objects in his abdomen, neck, thorax, and legs. Today, it emerged the macabre crime may be linked to a bizarre black magic ritual. The boy, taken to hospital by a relative Sunday with stomach pains, has not been named. You really should name your kids, right? Like,
you should probably
find a name at least when they're born, if not when you find out the gender. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's
probably a good idea.
She has reportedly claimed in a statement the youngster's stepfather may have used the infant in the ritual. He, of course, has denied the claims. It wasn't me. Wait, is that all the info you have?
I don't know how it happened. Did it just fall in my sewing kit? What's going on?
Yeah, must have. Is that all the info you have? Yeah? Okay, then it wasn't me. Absolutely not. quote, excuse me, the police chief says, at the moment, we don't know who did it. It's such a strange situation. We could be looking at attempted murder, a serious assault, or some type of revenge attack, some type. We're not ruling anything out at the moment. Maybe he worked as a seamstress helper. You don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He added, we're certain the boy didn't swallow the needles of his own accord. Really? Maybe the first, like, two, but after that, he probably would have stopped,
like,
you know?
Yeah, this kind of hurts. I don't know if this is a good idea.
Well, he knows because if he did swallow them, they'd be all the way down his gastrointestinal tract, and they're not.
Right.
They're so someone put them in
Some of them were in his digestive system, though.
Right. So, yeah, how do you know that? That's fucking dumb Brazilians.
I don't know.
Our priority at the moment is the boy's lung, which has been perforated by one of the needles. That's, his father says, we have faith in God that he is going to get better. If I was the doctor, I'd be like, oh yeah, fine, I'll let God handle this one. He's all yours.
I'll just stand here and watch.
Hey God, he's all yours, bro.
You better be praying to me, douche.
Yeah, and then when they came crying back on their hands and knees, I'd be like, I want double.
Yeah, no shit.
And a written apology.
Do not bring that G word in my fucking office.
That's right. I'm the doctor,
I am the God, douchebag.
That's so awesome. Oh, we have complete faith in God that he will make the doctor heal our son. Okay, right? Idiot. All right. Well, while we're talking about kids getting completely fucking mutilated, this one, what were we watching the other day that this happened? A fun afternoon in the backyard swimming pool. Keywords. Danny, keywords, swimming pool. Oh, it was that Final Destination movie. What happened to the dude in the swimming pool? I'll give you a hint.
I don't remember.
I'll give you a hint. Ready?
What? Oh, dude, so awesome, yes!
A four-year-old.
Oh, yes!
Luke Lyson was rushed to Princess Margaret Hospital at 6:45 last Saturday after he sat on the pool skimmer box with the lid off, and his bowels was partially sucked out of his asshole.
That's awesome.
I could not imagine what that would feel like. Like, that is so fucking just your shit getting sucked out of your asshole. Like, I've had girls give me rim jobs before, and they've sucked on my asshole. I could not imagine, like, 100 times that much suction, you know?
Yeah.
Like that, oh man, that makes my butthole pucker just thinking about it.
Ugh.
Luke's father, Matthew, said he saw it sounds like a bunch of Bible people. Matthew, yeah. Luke, yeah. He say he saw a look of shock on his son's face and realized with horror what had happened, quickly turning off the pump and running to his injured son. Quote, I lifted him up and his bottom was all bruised. His bowels had come out, he said.
Oh, that's so disgusting, dude.
He's lucky to be alive. He could have been completely disemboweled. He's going to be shitting into a bag for the rest of his life. You should probably put this one down and start over again, right?
I think.
Start over. Pool owners are being warned to check pools installed before 1988. And convert old-style skimmer boxes, which can cause life-threatening injuries, or give you one hell of a blowjob.
Either or.
It could go either. Do you think it could suck your shit out through your dick? Like, your balls and stuff just go out your dick hole?
It might rip your junk off.
Okay. So, like, it would just rip your whole dick off.
And then once it rips it out, you're still stuck there, and it's, like, sucking out all the blood. You bleed to death in,
Pico says, 30 seconds. Pico says, I imagine spaghetti. Yeah, totally, dude.
Oh, that's disgusting, dude.
But I'm thinking, you know, through your dick hole, you get enough suction going. It's like a plunger. You're both your nuts and everything. You turn into Inside Out Boy.
Oh my God, do you remember that shit? He swings
over the boy who went over the swing set. Yeah. Inside Out Boy.
Oh God.
That was so retarded.
Great. And no. Frank says it'd be the best orgasm of your life though.
Yeah, goddamn right it would.
Hey, Rotto Toys says your eyeballs come out your dick hole.
Yeah. And they'd make a cool popping sound, I bet. Thank you. That sound. Consumer Protection Commissioner Ann Driscoll said many people with unsafe older pool filters were unaware of the dangers. Wow, I didn't know it had that much suction. I was not aware. People sometimes don't realize how old their pools are. Matthew thought his pool was 10 to 15 years old, but actually, it was 29 years old. The lids of old...
It's nice.
Well, I don't want this anymore. Once they turn 16, man, I'm getting a new one, if you know what I mean. The lids of an old skimmer boxes are easily removed, forming a basket-like indent, which, if sat on, can create a seal and suck your shit through your asshole. Quote. There were a lot of incidents back in the 80s, but then new standards were brought in to make filters, and over time, most people have forgotten about the danger. Well, not anymore. We've heard from pool maintenance workers who might go out to fix a pool filter, and they find about 3 to 4 pools a week which have the old skimmer boxes. I thought he was going to say which have intestines in them. Could you imagine being a pool cleaner and you go to pop that thing open and there's just a pile of guts?
I would quit my job. Or I would make a YouTube account and quickly. I would make the jamhole.com/YouTube. Lots of pools are unsafe.
I would make the jamhole.com/look at my guts.
Look at my.
Look at my pool filter.
This sucks. Absolutely. Luke will wear a colostomy bag for the next 3 to 4 months. Enjoy that, buddy.
Yep.
Where was God? Should ask God to put your guts back. I mean,
God doesn't care.
Hey, God made you. He could put your guts back if he wanted to.
Yeah, no.
He just doesn't want to. God doesn't love you, Luke.
He doesn't love anybody.
Even though you were named after a book of the Bible, your God hath forsaken thee. There shouldn't be any serious long-term damage, except emotionally. This kid's gonna never touch a pool again.
Well, fuck no, dude. Like, I went, dude, would you be afraid of swimming after that? Would you be like, I don't ever want to get near, because you know, those guys, they get to those little holes and stuff, those jets that are pushing out.
I think I told a story about that once.
Yeah, and dudes put their dick up to the hole, so I was like, oh, this is so good, it's so good, and then they get stuck. Could you imagine looking at...
They don't get stuck, because it pushes out.
People do it. They shove their dick in there.
I came a bunch in a swimming pool at my grandparents'
place.
You're
sick, dude! At your grandparents'?
I told that story a long time ago. I'm not going to tell it again. You can go back and find it. But, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so... Dude.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, could you imagine
that was
after
the summer,
getting
I
your
think
dick
I
stuck in one of those suction holes or something? Like,
no.
Could you imagine going to a pool after that and seeing those little jets? You're like,
I can imagine my dick stuck in your sucker hole.
I'm going to kick your ass.
That was the first summer I think I really got into just jerking the fuck off.
Oh, my God.
So, no long-term damage, except for probably emotionally. Mr. License say, hope to bring attention to the problem, to the known danger of old skimmer boxes, and encourage people to convert them. Don't let your son be a statistic. Do you know how embarrassing it is to be known as the kid who had his guts sucked out of his asshole?
So he's not totally fixed? They're not going to be able to fix him? Or
no,
or
they are. He's got a colostomy bag now, though.
I wonder, sucks. That has got to be, like, the worst feeling.
You think?
It reminds me of getting that tube pulled out of my stomach. Like, just feeling it come out. Because they waited for the shit to wear off, and then they pull it out, and it's in there, like, over a foot and a half. And I'm like, put it back.
Fuck. Would you rather them just taped it off and been like, all right, see ya?
Kind of. Because that shit was, like, that was creepy. Because the tube itself was kind of, like, bumpy. So when they pulled it out, it was like...
It was like one of those straws, those big slurpy straws that
like,
are ripped.
Like, and you know how your intestines are kind of bumpy? So it felt like my intestines were being pulled out like right...
That's awful, dude. Awful.
That was the worst thing ever. That was... Oh, God. It was horrible.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here before we call it an episode. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, what? Strippers and Blow says, colostomy bag doesn't sound fixed to me.
Yeah, no
good
shit,
point,
right?
Dude, good point.
Well, he'll have it for the next 3 to 4 months. I don't know, though. Do you think a kid at that age, once you get used to it and your parents go to be like, okay, time to potty like a big boy, be like, no. And you're like,
this
pissing.
Is better than a diaper. Fuck
I know,
off.
Like, any bags in the house, you're just pissing and shitting in. Like, oh, man, this is great. So, moving on, a woman who claims she was pleasured by her gynecologist on the examination. Thank you, fucking Kmart ad. I hate some of these sites with these ads. All you do is mouse over them and they're like, boom, ad in your face.
By the way, just gotta say, Strippers in Blow, great fucking Ustream name.
Which part? The blow part?
Yeah.
Fucking
strippers
cool.
Strippers in Blow.
Fucking cool.
What? It reminds me of the fucking MSI song called Two Hookers and an Eight Ball.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Two Hookers and an Eight Ball.
So, gynecologist pleasured this woman on the examination table. She said she wanted him to, quote, give it to her, end quote.
Okay.
Because she was not having sex with her husband.
What? The gynecologist said that?
No, the woman. Went to the gynecologist and was like, hey, gyno, give it to me because I'm not getting it at home.
Whoa.
I think I would do it. If she was hot, she'd have to be hot. And I'd have to do the exam and be like, okay, your vagina is cool before I did. Because if I take your pants down and there's frothy,
there's a mess down
frothy
there.
Tuna fish smelling disgustingness coming out of there. If I get hit in the eye by something white that smells like tuna, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be like, hey, that's probably why your husband's not giving it to you.
Right,
right. BB Giles, 50, had become infatuated with her consultant, Angus Thompson, who's 40, and propositioned him minutes after he allegedly gave her two orgasms, not one, but two orgasms, during an internal examination, it was claimed. Have you ever had an O on the table?
No.
Do you think you could? Do they use those kinds of tools?
No.
Are you like, hey, wait, could you put that back in real quick? Okay, now pull
it
out.
Does it vibrate?
Okay, now put it back in.
Okay,
now pull it out.
Faster, a lot.
Okay, now put it back in. Okay, now pull it out. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh god, that would be horrendous. Just fuck me with that cold metal thing.
That's sick. They're like, you know what they kind of remind me of?
What?
Plastic salad tongs.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
That's pretty
just
sweet.
Just like more together and with like a kind of turny thing on the side to open it up to a certain point.
Next time you go to the gyno, will you gank one of those for us?
They have them in different sizes too. There's
I want
like
the big one.
Size 7 and it's like, nah, and like
10. Does it? What's the biggest one?
I don't know. They're like this. They get like fucking
yes, that
long
one. I want
shit.
That one.
I don't think I can get that.
Yes.
Just like yank it.
Just take it and put it up your twat on your way out. You'll never know. Just
I
open.
I can't put
open,
a huge one up my twat.
No,
dude,
just,
they have to use like a little one on me. It's
just
sad.
Open your legs and suck in all the air as quick as you
I
can.
I feel like an Asian when they do a fucking pap test on me, man. They pull out this little one. It's like this big.
Erato Toy says, if a gyno finds something in your vagina, does he get to keep it? Well, I would fucking hope so. If this is my pearl. I found this pearl.
This
I'm
my,
keeping it.
I found the toy in the box.
Oh, all right.
It was at the bottom again.
Of course. It's where it always is. Over the following 6 months, she bombarded him with phone calls and sent him a text message which read, and I read, the new arrival needs christening with the Angus beef sausage. Oh, you fucking whorebag.
Oh, God.
The Angus
get a
beef.
Divorce. Do you and think, go fuck someone, please.
Hold on, though. Do you think he started the whole Angus beef sausage thing, or do you think that
no.
was her thing?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I bet he started it. He's like, who wants some...
It sounds like a dude thing.
Some black Angus beef sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Thompson was furious to receive the text while in theater, the court heard. To make matters worse, he had asked a nurse to read it out because his hands were full. Oh, so his phone blows up. He's like, hey, nurse, can you read that aloud to me because I got my hands full up in a twat, if you know what I mean? And she fucking reads it and she's like... the new arrival needs christening with the Angus beef sausage. That's fucking brilliant. Okay, just text back a smiley face, lol, teehee. Thank you.
Teehee.
Mrs. Giles claimed that it was a, quote, regrettable mistake sent on her phone by a friend to encourage the consultant to contact his patient about a fibroid problem. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Pardon
me.
Right.
The Guyanese-born wife of a quantity surveyor is suing her... Oh, I bet that's an interesting job. How was work, honey? Well, I counted stuff.
Yep.
And that was about it.
So, yeah.
Suing her private consultant for £50,000 over alleged sexual harassment and sexual assault at the spa hospital in 06. I don't think so, dude. I'm going to have to go with your wife is a huge fucking slut bag.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Give me the black Angus.
Bitch.
But yesterday, Mr. Thompson, a father of three whose wife Lucy is a GP, claimed Mrs. Giles became obsessed with him after he operated on her for a blank. Why would you go to the gyno? What's wrong with you?
Well,
Cheryl Murkowski. That's your hint. Anyone in the chat,
know.
He operated on her blank.
Well, I went to a gyno for my tumor.
Prolapse! Galactor!
Oh,
fuck yeah!
Oh, dude, I should have knew that.
Lapsy.
That's sick, and you would fuck the... Ew.
Well, no, I would push it back in first, and then I'd, you know...
That's sick!
Pull it back out with my Black Angus, come on!
That's like an overly fucked asshole, that's what that
it's
is.
When, well, you can... I've had minor lapses on with my butthole after pooping this big.
Well, no, you ever seen chicks that get pounded in the ass so hard that they, like,
that's
they pull out stuff
on.
And that's...
Right.
Right, and their asshole sticking out of itself.
Right. Like, you could take them butt up and, like, stick them to... You'd have to lick it and then stick them to the window.
God!
And then they slide down it. And you, like, pull them.
That's so sick!
And they're stuck.
That's so gross!
That's why I make the big bucks.
Dude, I can't. The whole thought of the asshole puckering outside of itself just—it's
like a suction cup, totally.
Out, man.
But you gotta lick it first, otherwise
they
don't stay
like
on.
Like Garfield.
Oh man, we would make a bunch of money if we made jam hole window hangers, but it was just a prolapsed
asshole.
That'd be so brilliant. No. That's my idea. TM. Mine.
The fucking the hole is the prolapse.
Yes. Awesome. During a follow-up exam in November, his patient claims he, quote, rhythmically stroked her vagina, giving her two leg-buckling involuntary orgasms in 90 seconds with a nurse chaperone standing just feet away.
Well, I
bullshit.
Mean, if you're a gynecologist, who's better to give you an orgasm, you know?
Yeah, that's... I mean, he knows what he's doing, right?
Who better to fuck with a vagina than a goddamn gynecologist?
He knows his way around a vagina, if you know what I mean. Mrs. Giles accused him of putting pressure on her to start an affair by steering phone conversations about her medical problems around to sex and her libido. She's like, so, I have this prolapse. How's your libido doing? What? No, honey, you're the whore. Just admit it. You're the whore. At one point, she broke down in court shouting, "This man is absolutely evil. He has taken advantage of me, and he knows that."
Yeah, right.
To which the court said, "Bullshit."
Right.
The court heard, however, that neither she nor her 65-year-old husband, Peter... Peter File, who knew about the orgasm incident, wanted to go to the trouble of getting a new gynecologist, so they decided to carry on with her treatment. That's how I know it's bullshit. You would get a different gyno.
Yeah, no kidding.
You'd be like, you know, it's so hard to find a good gyno these days. I'm just going to stick with him and hope that everything just works itself into place.
Just don't molest me again, okay? That doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
If you think you got molested by your gynecologist, you're obviously not going to go back to that one.
Yeah.
If
so
you didn't like it.
This kind of just goes on. If you want to read the rest of that, of course, all of these links are at thejamhole.com tomorrow when I do the show notes. And the last story for tonight, actually, this is, I'm not even, well, fuck it. A village vicar, you know what that is, right?
No.
A priest of sorts.
Okay.
Has been told, him and his family told how they have been forced out of their home through a campaign of intimidation from toxic parishioners. You guys are toxic.
Okay.
The Reverend Mark Sharp revealed how his pet dog was poisoned. Animal excrement, that's poo and pee, was
Brett.
Smeared on his car. His car tires were slashed, and his home phone lines were cut.
Someone doesn't like him.
Well, stop preaching lies, douche.
No shit.
Problem solved, right?
Maybe we should do that to, like, Levi Lusco. Maybe he'll get the point. You know?
Murder his family and his dog. No, dude, God told me to do you like I did Job back in the day. You would have to be like, okay, right? If you believe in that, you'd have to be like,
God
okay.
God spoke to me. What?
Yeah. You don't know. God didn't speak to you.
God was like, hey, I don't like that guy. Go slash his tires. And I was like, sure.
I bet we could do that. That's a good fucking idea. In addition, glass was smashed on the driveway, heating oil was stolen, and he was threatened on the doorstep of the rectory by a parishioner. The rectory. He said he and his wife, Sarah, were forced to install CCTV cameras at the rectory after being constantly plagued by prowlers and prolapses following their move to Hanley. After 4 years of alleged abuse, Reverend Sharp, who's now 42, has resigned from the parish on grounds of ill health. What happened? God doesn't let his reverends get sick. I'm sorry. Especially to the point where they have to give up being a reverend? That's bullshit, dude. You're just not believing hard enough.
Pray harder.
Believe better.
I want to see scabs on your knees.
That's true. That's so awesome. The Unite Union, which represents 2,500 faith workers, has lodged a claim on his behalf for constructive dismissal at an employment tribunal. It last night accused local bishops of washing their hands of the case.
Goodbye.
They're like, yeah, he was a douche anyways, so whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got a voicemail from our buddy 26 real quick.
All right, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it has. It's been a while since we have heard
from
him.
Had some ranting and raving from him.
I know. This is the most upset child you will ever meet in your life.
I love him.
He's great. I give you 26.
Hey, Matt, it's 26, and I think I have figured out why almost all of that mysterious new stuff sucks. You know why? It's because fucking on their 2005 album, you can't imagine how much fun we're having. They have this track called Get Fly that's wicked good, and it's with live instrumentation and stuff. And so I guess Slug and Ant heard that, and they're just like, whoa! And so then they decided to just always make songs like that. And they're mostly terrible. I'm gonna posture that notion. I'm not looking forward to his next album, but I am looking forward to your next album. And if you want to do a collaboration, well, you know my email.
What band was he talking about?
I have no idea.
Flogging Molly?
Did he say Flogging Molly?
I don't know.
Was he dissing Flogging Molly?
They do kind of suck sometimes.
I love me some Irish punk.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
great.
Know. What was he saying? Now I want to know. I'll listen back. That's fine. All right.
He mumbles
sometimes. Huh?
He mumbles sometimes.
Well, no, it's real muffled because we don't wear headphones here, and it comes through these kind of shitty speakers that we have to hear whatever this computer plays. So,
yeah,
it's cool. I'll listen back, and maybe I'll mention it in the show notes. You got anything else before we call it a night?
Nope, not a damn thing.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening.
We had some, quite a few people come
another
in.
Another record. My experiment is correct. Whenever Danny wears a nice titty shirt like that, our listeners go through the fucking roof for the live show.
Too bad
so
that doesn't work
that
for
tells me,
the podcast version.
You know what that tells me?
We should use boobs for artwork cover, like the cover.
I can do that. Yeah. But you know what that tells me?
What?
People don't watch the show to listen to what we say. They watch the show to see your tits. So that saves me a lot of work because I don't have to take notes anymore. I don't have to find news stories anymore.
See, Strippers and Blow says, I came for the boobs and stayed for the wit.
Oh, okay. Well,
boobs attracted. That's why I wear the boob shirt, draw them in, and then get them stuck. They're like, oh, man, this is funny.
That's right. The jam hole. Come for the boobs, stay for the wit.
There
all right,
go.
Well, thank you guys so much. This was episode 285. The next live show will be Friday. You can watch that right here at thejamhole.com/live. The podcast version of this will be up this evening. Show notes always up the day after. You can always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. We have thejamhole.com/MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, Stumbles. We're not really using the Stumble Upon right now until they fix the scripting problem. Vimeo, donate. We got a store. I got a hip-hop album. We got some shirts. We got some stickers, all that shit. It's all at thejamhole.com. Just poke around, read the show notes. They're fun. I enjoy writing them. And, yeah, we'll see you guys Friday. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.